In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and owners across Colorado say the sales made will help determine whether they finish the year in the black. CPR's Haley May has more.
At Tallulah Jones, a toy and gift shop in Denver, owner Robin Laurie says her shop will make about 40% of its profit in the last few weeks of the year. She's hoping people will choose to shop local, but is feeling the pressure of economic uncertainty and tariffs.
This is the hardest year I've ever had running my business, and I don't know what to expect from this Christmas.
A national survey from Constant Contact found she's not alone. 46% of small business owners are cutting expenses this year, while 43% are raising prices to cope with the economy. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver is expected to get some light snow perhaps this evening into tomorrow. It'll be welcome sights, says Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo, that after one of Denver's warmest and driest Novembers recorded.
We're now looking at being in second place when it comes to the latest snowfall ever on record. First place, December 10th. That was back in 2021.
And a winter weather advisory going into effect in the Central Mountains this evening into Saturday, while parts of the high country could get between 5 to 9 inches of snow. Another storm system on the way Sunday evening with a chance of a few inches in Metro Denver and more in the mountains. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. More All Things Considered now.